Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Bahrain and Iran must establish the Khilafah, Caliphate State, on the method of the Prophethood. King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa of Bahrain stated, quote, "We regret Iran's disregard for the religious bond that should unite us and its forgetfulness of the virtue of Prophet Muhammad's message on the Persian nation, which enriched its civilization with spiritual, human, and intellectual depth after centuries of darkness." Days earlier, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Beghay responded to the King of Bahrain's statement in a lengthy post on his X platform, highlighting Iran's role in Islamic history and civilization, criticizing Bahrain's support for the U.S. in its aggression against Iran, and urged the King of Bahrain to evaluate his country's actions according to the standards of Islam. In light of this media exchange using Islam, the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir clarifies the following. First, both the Bahraini and Iranian officials have forgotten or pretended to forget that Muslims are one ummah distinct from other people, and they must be in one political entity ruled by one caliph. They have overlooked the fact that the entity each of them represents is tearing Muslims apart and preventing their unity under that unifying entity. Thus, they are both, them and their regimes, are sinful and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, Iran's role in Islamic civilization from the time of the Muslims conquered it during the era of the rightly guided caliphs until just before the establishment of the Iranian nation-state at the beginning of the 16th century CE is undeniable. The majority of the contributions of Muslim scholars in Persia to the Islamic heritage throughout that period were in Arabic language, and it was part of the Islamic Khilafah, Caliphate. It should be noted that this role does not excuse the current rulers of Iran who contribute to tearing apart the Islamic Ummah and prevent the establishment of the Khilafah in Iran, and limit that to being proud of that role does not absolve them of the sin of ruling by other than what Allah has revealed. Thirdly, both officials, each of whom presents arguments against the other based on standards of Islam, are in fact violating Islam and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many matters. These include their allegiance to the colonial powers of kufr, disbelief, and their enabling of these powers to control Muslim lands, wealth, and resources. While the Bahraini regime is subservient to Britain, the Iranian regime, until the beginning of the recent war in late February of this year, was orbiting within the sphere of American influence. No Muslim can forget Iran's crimes in numerous Muslim countries, such as Iraq and Syria, and others committed in service of American interests, not to mention the fact that both regimes have contributed to the fragmentation of the Muslim Ummah. Fourth, the duty of the two aforementioned officials exceeds the duty of any ordinary Muslim, as each of them represents an entity and each of them is more capable of change in establishing the Khilafah. The responsibility on them is greater than that of the general Muslim population, and the sin of their negligence is greater in sight of Allah. Therefore, we take this opportunity to call upon them and every official in the Muslim countries to give support, Nusrat Hizb al-Tahrir, to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood, to gather the scattered Muslims, unite them, and bring them together in the face of their enemies. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. O prophets, indeed this religion of yours is only one, and I am your Lord, so worship me alone. الأنبياء, the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.